Blog Talk Radio.
Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it. Sing out. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open up the gates of heaven. Let it rain.
Let it rain.
Let it rain. Open up the gates of heaven.
Come on.
Foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Before the Lord of all the earth, the heavens proclaim his righteousness and all people.
Hallelujah, you are live. This is the prophecy at the midnight hour, and we were covering the four horsemen of the apocalypse. This is segment three in the final conclusion. This is the climax of the oil and wine church. We're broadcasting out of Rockville, Maryland this evening, live. It is July 23rd, 2014 at 8:04 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5:04, 5 o'clock Pacific Time. This is Pastor Lou from the Maryland Altar, and with us in the studio by phone is Pastor Jose Bobadilla from the California Altar. And we welcome back all of the precious listeners throughout the United States and the globe that have been following very closely and acutely segment one and segment two of the Oil and Wine Church. This is the message of the Lord to the church at this hour. This is not speculation. This is not rumor court. This is not theology. This is the word of the Lord as revealed by the mighty Holy Spirit to the end time prophet of the Lord. The Lord promised that he would send to restore a church in famine, And as we read through last two segments, the Amos chapter 8, verse 11 and 12 famine, the famine of not food and water, but the famine of hearing the word of the Lord. And so now we see the abundance of the Lord and the divine provision provided by the mighty Holy Spirit for the church throughout the globe and right here in the United States. And welcome again for all the precious listeners. For this is the revival, in a sentence, the Oil and Wine Church. This is the revival church, the Joel 2, 28 through 32. This is the pouring out of the Spirit that the Lord promised. This is the Haggai chapter 2, verse 6 church, where the Lord says, the glory of the latter house will be greater than the former house. That's Haggai chapter 2. I'll actually read throughout in context verses 6 through 9. This is what the Lord promised also in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 10 through 18. This is the land, this is the church that drinks the rain from heaven. Haggai chapter 2, verse 6, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 10 through 18, Joel chapter 2 through 28 and 32, and of course, for this evening's segment, the target scripture is Revelation chapter 6, verse 6. We see the consistency of the Lord, the promise of the Lord, brought through and woven throughout all of the scriptures for just this day. For this is the day of the great famine that the Lord promised in Matthew 24, that it would be in diverse places, that there would be wars and rumors of war and famine in diverse places. And so it is with the word of the Lord. And yet we also have the mighty end-time revival. The cripples are walking, the blind are seeing, the deaf are hearing. HIV/AIDS is being healed and certified by our own Atlanta-based CDC. And this is happening all over the globe, but specifically in Kenya, the land of revival, and also in many other nations, such as Chile, such as Venezuela, such as Brazil, and the list goes on. These are the nations that are preparing for the coming of the Messiah. These are the nations that are living in the time of plenty from the abundance from heaven, from the mighty Holy Spirit. The target scripture for this concluding segment, the message of the Lord, Revelation chapter 6, verse 6. Revelation chapter 6. We'll start at verse 5. When he broke open the third seal, I heard the third living creature call out, "Come and look." And I saw, and behold, a black horse, and in his hand the rider had a pair of scales. And I heard what seemed to be a voice from the midst of the four living creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, that is, a whole day's wages, and three quarts of barley for a denarius. But do not harm the oil and the wine." And that voice is coming from the midst of the four living creatures, and we know the four living creatures surrounding the throne of the Lord. And this is the voice of the Lord commanding the black horse, "Do not hurt the oil and wine church." This is the church that's living in the abundance of the Lord. This is the church that's filled with the mighty Holy Spirit. This is the church that's walking in plenty, walking in the fear of the Lord, not walking in the fear of the world, not worried about worldly provision. This is the church that's walking in deliverance and in power and in freedom and in peace. For don't we know that our Lord and Savior, he is the Prince of Peace. in the studio for this evening's segment before we get to the message of the Lord, part three, the Oil and Wine Church. This is the conclusion given by the mighty prophet of the Lord, the bondservant, Dr. David O'War. I wanted to go to the California altar and Pastor Jose. Thank you so much again, Pastor Jose. We know you're a firsthand eyewitness to the end time revival, also a firsthand ear witness to the message of the Lord as well. What has the Lord placed on your heart for this evening's segment?
Amen, Pastor Lou. Shalom. And shalom to all the precious saints that are tuned in. This is a very powerful, powerful message, precious saints. As you have listened, if you've been tuned in, this is the hour that the Lord is warning his church. That church that the Lord has separated and is preparing himself, precious saints. This is the oil and the wine church, the church that the Lord himself in care of at this hour, is protecting, is feeding with the spiritual food directly from heaven, with the message that is feeding the spirit of his sheep at this hour, as this is the hour, precious saints, that we are to prepare. There is a very mighty, mighty revival, as Pastor Lou had mentioned, that is sweeping throughout the globe. We have been allowed to witness this, precious thing. We are here to testify. We are here to share what the Lord has allowed us to see and to hear, as this is the hour of warning America, to the church in the United States of America and in all the nations, because this is the message to the nations, precious saints. This is the warning from the Lord to the nations of the entire earth. The Messiah is coming, and all these signs are pointing to that event, that our Lord and Savior, the darling of heaven, is coming very soon for his bride. He is coming for the church, the bride that has made herself ready, who has heeded to these warnings and has separated herself from the rest of the world, from the sins of this world, from the filth of this world, that the church house, the mainstream church has compromised with, has allowed itself to mingle itself with, has blended together with the ways of the world, has compromised from the ways of righteousness and the holiness of the Lord, and has accepted this of the world. Precious saints, we have been allowed to shout this message through this broadcast of the Lord's message to the nations to you. We have been allowed to partake and to scream it from the rooftops, to shout this. The Messiah is coming. Those who are hearing this message, it is time to heed to the warning, time to separate yourself in complete repentance and cry out to the Lord, and the Lord himself will answer you. The Holy Spirit, the mighty Holy Spirit, is among us. Heaven is open at this hour. We have the mightiest prophet of the Lord that has been sent directly from the Lord to open the door for the rapture, to prepare the church, the oil and the wine church, for the marriage supper of the Lamb, for the rapture of the bride. He has been sent to warn the nation. Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. This is him. This is the Elijah that was promised by our Lord to come and restore the Lord's altars before the great and dreadful day of the Lord and restore the hearts of the children back to the heart of the Father that is in heaven. The Lord is speaking to the nation, precious saints. It is time to repent. It is time to return to the highway of holiness. It is time to return to righteousness. We must return and seek first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness. His righteousness, precious saints. The world, not ours. Not our careers. Not success in this world. Precious saints, it is time to heed the warning. It is time to seek the things of the Spirit. This message, precious saints, it's a very bitter message to the flesh. And the flesh will never, as we have mentioned this before, the flesh will never understand this message, will never receive it, will never comprehend it. Prepare the spirit for the spiritual things that are in heaven. I want to read from the word of the Lord.
Amen.
And this is in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 9, verses 1 to 3. This is Nehemiah, chapter 9, verses 1 to 3. On the 24th day of the same month, the Israelites gathered together, fasting and wearing sackcloth and putting dust on their heads. Those of Israelite descent had separated themselves from all foreigners. They stood in their places and confessed their sins and the sins of their ancestors. They stood where they were and read from the book of the law of the Lord, their God, for a quarter of the day and spent another quarter in confession and in worshiping the Lord, their God. Precious saints, this is what the oil and the wine church is doing. It has separated itself from all the foreigners of the world and is repenting of all the sins, all their sins, all their past sins, and crying out to the Lord for the sins of their nation. This is what the oil and the wine church is doing, precious saints. Seeking the Lord in sackcloth and repenting and crying out to the Lord for the filth of the land and crying out for all those that are still slumbering at this hour, that the Lord may have mercy on the land and that many may wake from their slumber and come to the Lord, as this is the hour for the harvesting of the souls for the kingdom of heaven, precious saints. This is a very powerful, powerful time. This is the harvesting of souls, precious saints. This is an eternal message. The things we need to focus on, precious saints, at this hour have eternal, eternal judgments. It is time to repent before the Lord, precious saints, as we have eternity to prepare for. Thank you, Pastor Lou.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Thank you very much, Pastor Jose. That's Pastor Jose Bobadilla from the California altar. Reading the target scripture, Nehemiah 9, and what a phenomenal example of the Israelites separating out from the foreigners, separating out from the world, breaking out their sackcloth and repenting. And we want to share with the listeners, and it's worth repeating twice for all the precious listeners throughout the United States and the globe, that our Lord changes not. And the ways of the Lord are very elegant, yet also very humble. And he didn't ask us to build a massive tower or complex bridge or difficult system to return to the Lord. No. Simple, humble sackcloth that anybody can afford, and our hearts that we rend and repent and return to the Lord. We don't need a theology degree for that. If it were so, then only the bright people would enter. But our Lord is no respecter of persons at all. Very humble, yet elegant ways. We see this also in 1 Kings chapter 21, where the most wicked king in all of Israel, King Ahab, put on sackcloth. He repented before the Lord, and the Lord staved off judgment that the mighty prophet Elijah pronounced against him. And the Bible tells us the Lord saw when the king humbled himself, when the king put on the sackcloth, when King Ahab did this. And so it is today as we prepare for the coming of the Messiah. It's turning away from sexual immorality. It's turning away from the love of money. It's turning away from the things of the world where we idolize our 401ks, where we idolize our gun protections, our gun collections for security, and our trinket collections for cash and security. And remember that it's the Lord. He's the one that provides. He is known as the Lord God, our provider. He is the Lord God, our protector. He is the Lord God, our deliverer. It's turning away from the sins of the world, the ones that we have grown accustomed to and calloused all throughout the globe, but particularly here in the United States. It's the outpouring of the mighty Holy Spirit. He's the one that opens our spiritual eyes and our spiritual ears, sensitizes our hearts so that now we have the Lamb and the blood of the Lamb without defect upon the doorpost of our heart, and not just the doorpost of the building at the midnight hour right before the Lord sent the angel of death and delivered Israel. And so it is today, that if we say and we call upon the name of the Lord, we should be living as such as well. Let's go to the message of the Lord. We'll have some time after the segment as well. And this is the Oil and Wine Church. This is part three in the conclusion. You're listening to the Malachi 4:5 servant of the Lord. We'll find him again in Acts chapter 3 and also in Revelation. This is the message of the Lord, and we'll be back after this segment.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mark chapter 14.
Mariko mlango wa 14.
Mark chapter 14 verse 27 to 31.
Mariko mlango wa 14 mstari wa 27 mpaka 31.
Today we are going to be mature in the word.
Leo tunaenda kuwa wakomavu katika neno.
We will mature in the word, right?
Tutakomaa katika neno.
Yes. Mark chapter 14 verses 27 to 31.
Mariko mlango wa 14 mstari wa 27 mpaka 31.
And he says,
na anasema,
you will all fall away.
Ninyi nyote mtaniacha.
Jesus told them,
Yesu akawaambia,
for it is written,
kwa maana imeandikwa,
I will strike the shepherd,
nitampiga mchungaji,
and the sheep will be scattered.
Nao kondoo watatawanyika.
But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee.
Lakini baada ya kufufuka, nitawatangulia kwenda Galilaya.
Peter declared,
Petro akasema,
even if all fall away,
hata kama wengine wote watakuacha,
I will not,
mimi sitakuacha.
Jesus answered, I tell you the truth.
Yesu akamwambia, amin nakwambia,
today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice,
leo, usiku huu huu, kabla jogo hajawika mara mbili,
you yourself will disown me three times.
Wewe mwenyewe utanikana mara tatu.
Turn with me now.
Fungua pamoja nami sasa.
To the same scripture of Mark 14 verse 66 to 72.
Kitabu hicho cha Mariko mlango wa 14 mstari wa 66 mpaka 72.
66 to 72.
66 mpaka 72.
Mark 14.
Mariko 14.
He says, while Peter was below in the courtyard,
anasema Petro alipokuwa bado yuko chini kwenye ua wa jumba la kifalme,
one of the servant girls of the high priest came by.
Tazama, akaja mmoja wa watumishi wa kike wa kuhani mkuu.
Verse 67.
Mstari wa 67.
When she saw Peter warming himself, she looked closely at him.
Alipomwona Petro akiota moto, akamtazama sana.
You also were with the Nazarene Jesus, she says.
Akamwambia, wewe pia ulikuwa pamoja na Yesu Mnazareti.
But Peter denied it.
Lakini Petro akakana.
I don't know or understand what you are talking about.
Akasema sijui wala sielewi unalosema.
He said and went into the entryway.
Naye akaondoka kuelekea kwenye njia ya kuingilia.
Verse 69.
Mstari wa 66.
When the servant girl saw him there,
yule mtumishi wa kike alipomwona mahali hapo,
she said again to those standing around,
akawaambia tena wale waliokuwa wamesimama hapo,
this fellow is one of them.
Huyu mtu ni mmoja wao.
Again he denied it.
Lakini Petro akakana tena.
After a little while,
baada ya muda kidogo,
those standing near said to Peter,
wale waliokuwa wamesimama hapo karibu na Petro wakamwambia,
surely you are one of them.
Hakika wewe ni mmoja wao.
For you are a Galilean.
Kwa maana wewe pia ni Mgalilaya.
He began to call down curses on himself.
Petro akaanza kulaani.
And he swore to them,
na kuwapa,
I don't know this man you are talking about.
Simjui huyu mtu mnayesema habari zake.
Verse 72.
Mstari wa 72.
Immediately the rooster crowed the second time.
Papo hapo, jogoo akawika mara ya pili.
Then Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken to him.
Ndipo Petro akakumbuka lile neno la Yesu alilokuwa amemwambia.
Before the rooster crows twice,
kabla jogoo hajawika mara mbili,
you will disown me three times.
Utanikana mara tatu.
He broke down and wept.
Akalia sana.
The prophecy said,
unabii ulisema,
that the Messiah would be forsaken.
Ya kwamba Mesia ataachwa.
Would be abandoned by his own.
Ataachwa peke yake na walio wake.
And this type of abandonment
na aina hii ya kuachwa
comes at the most critical time when you really need them.
Kunatokea wakati nyeti zaidi, wakati unawahitaji kweli kweli.
When you really need them, then they abandoned him.
Wakati aliwahitaji kweli kweli, kisha wakamwacha.
Because the prophecy in Zechariah said,
maana unabii katika Zekaria ulisema,
strike the shepherd,
mpige mchungaji,
with a sword,
na upanga,
and the sheep will be scattered,
na kondoo watatawanyika.
And yet Peter said, no, for me I swear I will not leave.
Na ile hali Petro alisema kwamba la, kwangu mimi ninaapa sitakuacha.
Even if everybody goes,
hata kama kila mtu ataenda,
until it happened,
hadi ikatendeka.
The prophecy said the Messiah would be forsaken.
Unabii ulisema kwamba Mesia ataachwa.
The Messiah would be forsaken.
Mesia ataachwa.
Now, if the church of the oil and wine that the Lord is celebrating upon the breaking of the third seal,
ikiwa kanisa la mafuta na divai ambalo Bwana anasherehekea wakati wa kuvunjwa kwa muhuri wa tatu,
is in the image of Christ,
liko katika mfano wa Kristo,
the character of Christ,
tabia za Kristo,
then I want to ask you,
basi nataka kuwaulizeni,
are you wearing the character of Christ?
Je, kwa kweli umevalia tabia za Kristo?
One of the characters of Christ,
moja wapo ya tabia za Kristo,
is this,
ni hii,
that the Christ would be forsaken,
ya kwamba Kristo ataachwa peke yake.
Are you able to withstand being forsaken?
Je, unaweza kustahimili kuachwa peke yako?
Are you able to withstand abandonment?
Je, unaweza kustahimili kuachwa?
To be abandoned.
Kuachwa.
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 Kutupwa.
Kutupwa.
The church of Christ I see today,
kanisa la Kristo naloliona leo,
she fears loneliness.
Linaogopa upweke.
Did you hear me?
Je, mlinisikia?
She fears to be lonely.
Linaogopa kuwa pweke.
She says, me, I just want peace.
Linasema mimi nataka tu amani.
Me, I just want blessing.
Mimi nataka tu baraka.
Me, I just want joy and happiness.
Ninataka tu furaha na kufurahi.
I want people around me. Me, I want to be happy with people.
Ninataka watu karibu nami. Nataka nifurahie na watu.
Around me.
Karibu nami.
Anytime one friend something happened like this,
wakati moja rafiki moja kitu kimoja kikitendeka hivi,
she cannot eat, she's disturbed, she's calling people,
hawezi kula, anasumbuka, anawapigia watu simu,
she's spending more time on the phone with others now,
anachukua muda mwingi kwa simu na wengine sasa,
talking about the other one abandoning her,
akinena juu ya yule mwingine aliyemwacha.
And yet the course,
na ilihali barabara,
the course on which I am putting you today,
barabara ambapo ninawaweka leo,
it is the highway of holiness,
ni njia kuu ya utakatifu,
it is a course in which you must be abandoned by your friends,
ni njia ambayo hapo ni lazima utupwe na marafiki zako,
you must be forsaken by all your friends,
ni lazima uachwe na marafiki wako wote.
When they will see you starting to wear holy,
watakapoanza kukuona ukivalia kwa utakatifu,
long skirt,
skirt ndefu ndefu,
starting to refuse to go to the bars,
ukianza kukataa kwenda kwenye mabaa,
to drink,
ili kunywa pombe,
to drink beer with them,
kunywa mabia na wao,
on Fridays,
siku za Ijumaa,
if they will see you refusing to get to those book reading clubs,
watakapokuona ukianza kukataa kwenda katika hivyo vilabu vya kusoma vitabu,
and you say, no, me, I'm going to do Bible study,
na kusema kwamba la, mimi naenda kuwa na Bible study,
they will forsake you,
watakutupa,
they will begin talking about you,
wataanza kunena dhidi yako,
and they will run away from you,
na watakukimbia.
And yet the way I see you people,
na ili hali jinsi ninavyowaona enyi watu,
some of you cannot withstand loneliness,
baadhi yenu hamwezi kustahimili upweke.
The prophecy said,
unabii ulisema,
that the Messiah would be lonely,
ya kwamba Mesia atakuwa mpweke.
forsaken, abandoned.
Ataachwa na kutupwa.
Ridiculed.
Atadhihakiwa.
Are you able to be ridiculed?
Je, unaweza kudhihakiwa?
Are you able to be abandoned by everybody until your boss says you are fired?
Je, unaweza kutupwa na kila moja mpaka boss wako aseme kwamba umeachishwa kazi?
You are fired, you woman.
Wewe mwanamke umeachishwa kazi.
You man, you are fired.
Ama wewe mwanamume kazi imekwisha.
You boy, you are fired, whatever the name.
Ama wewe mvulana kazi imekwisha.
You James, you are fired.
Wewe James umeachishwa kazi.
Why am I fired?
Kwa nini nimeachishwa kazi?
Then they say no. I want people who can represent the company.
Kisha wanasema la, tunataka watu ambao wanaweza kuwakilisha kampuni.
Not at a time when we are supposed to go meet directors from abroad.
Si wakati ule ambao tunapaswa kwenda kukutana na wakurugenzi wa kutoka ngambo.
He says he is fasting, he cannot eat in the luncheon.
Anasema kwamba anafunga, hawezi kula katika luncheon.
And his eyes are red, they're in the socket.
Na macho yake ni mekundu, yameingia ndani.
As if he's a bang smoker.
Kana kwamba ni mvutaji wa bang.
And so it does not present the good image of the company.
Na basi haiwasilishi picha nzuri ya kampuni.
And when I asked him what's going on, he says, I am in prayer and fasting this week.
Na nilipomuliza kwamba nini kinaendelea, akasema kwamba juma hili niko katika kufunga na kuomba.
And some of you are lawyers.
Na baadhi yenu ni mawakili.
You are supposed to be meeting clients, high profile clients.
Munapaswa kuwa mkikutana na wateja wenu wa ngazi za juu kweli kweli.
And then the client looks at you and says, I don't trust this woman or this man.
Na kisha mteja wako anakutazama anasema, simwamini huyu mwanamume ama mwanamke.
Her eyes are red. I don't know what's happening with her. His eyes are red.
Macho yake ni mekundu, sijui kinachomtendekea.
And his statements are not coherent.
Na kauli zake haziambatani.
He's dragging words.
Maneno yake yanavutika.
You see that? Dry fast is the power. That is the purification by fire.
Kufunga kukavu ndizo nguvu. Huo ndio utakaso na moto.
And Jesus did it. So we must do it if we are walking in the image of Christ.
Na Yesu alifunga. Kwa hivyo sharti nasi pia tufunge ikiwa tunatembea katika mfano wa Kristo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God we don't have to do 40 days. You can do 7 days.
Shukran kwa Mungu hatuendi siku 40. Tuweza kafunga siku 7.
8 days, 10 days.
Siku 8, siku 10.
It is not being loaded on you. It's not punitive.
Hauwekewi mzigo. Si tisho.
It's supposed to be enjoyed, right?
Inapaswa kufurahiwa.
Supposed be for your growth.
Inapaswa kuwa kwa ajili ya ukuaji wako.
Are you walking in dry fast?
Je, unatembea katika kufunga kavu?
If you are the church of oil and wine.
Ikiwa wewe ni kanisa la mafuta na divai.
Are you really walking in dry fast?
Je, kwa kweli unatembea katika kufunga kavu?
But Jesus did.
Ambako Yesu alifanya.
Are you able to be abandoned by everybody?
Je, unaweza kutupwa na kila mtu?
Nasema, wachana na yeye siku hizi.
Wakisema achana na yeye siku hizi.
She's holier than thou.
Yeye ni mtakatifu kushinda wote.
These days even at work, lunch time she's just reading Bible.
Siku hizi hata kazini wakati wa lunch anasoma tu Biblia.
I don't know what's going on with her.
Sijui kinachoendelea na yeye.
Or with him. So they will call him and ask, how are you? How is your family? Is everything okay with your family?
Alafu watakuita wakulize kwamba, ujambo, ni vipi na jamii yako? Je, kila kitu kiko sawa kwa jamii yako?
To be abandoned.
Kutupwa.
To be ridiculed.
Kudhihakiwa.
To be forsaken.
Kuachwa.
Are you willing to walk in the image of Christ?
Je, uko na hiari ya kutembea katika mfano wa Kristo?
Because when the Messiah comes,
maana wakati Mesia anakuja,
the Bible says,
Biblia inasema,
the bride of Christ,
biharusi wa Kristo,
is in the image of Christ.
Yuko katika mfano wa Kristo.
That's why in the vision of the two wedding rings,
na ndio maana katika maono ya zile pete mbili za harusi,
they were very identical.
Zilikuwa zinazofanana kabisa.
Similar.
Zinafanana kabisa.
Which means the type the church will wear is the same as what the Messiah will wear.
Kumaanisha kwamba aina ile ambayo kanisa litavalia ndio aina ile ile ambayo Kristo atavalia.
You will rise to full maturity, to the height of Christ.
Utakuwa kufikia ukomavu kamilifu kwa kimo cha Kristo.
To the righteousness of Christ.
Kwa uhaki wa Kristo.
You must.
Lazima.
If you don't, you will not enter. I can tell you, God has spoken with me. I can tell you these things.
Usipo hautaingia, na ninaweza kukwambia, manake Mungu amenena pamoja nami juu ya mambo haya.
Are you ready?
Je, uko tayari?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let us prepare the way for the coming of the Messiah.
Wacha tukaandae njia kwa ajili ya kuja kwake Mesia.
Precious people.
Watu wa dhamani.
There is so much to share.
Kuna mengi mno ya kushiriki.
Joel chapter 2 verse 28.
Yoeli mlango wa pili mstari wa 28.
Write it down, I will summarize it for you.
Andika chini na kisha nitawaekeni kwa mhutasari.
The Oil and Wine Church.
Kanisa la mafuta na divai.
He said, afterward.
Bwana anasema kwamba baada ya siku hizo.
Afterward.
Baadae.
When he says afterward, or he says after this.
Anaposema kwamba baada ya hapo ama baadae.
He normally means the messianic dispensation.
Kwa kawaida anamaanisha majira ya Mesia.
He means when the dispensation, the advent of the Messiah has drawn nearer.
Anamaanisha kwamba majira yale ambapo kuja kwake Mesia kumekaribia sana.
Afterward, I'll pour my spirit on all men.
Baada ya hapo nitamimina roho wangu juu ya watu wote.
Both men and women.
Wanaume na wanawake.
Your young men will see visions.
Vijana wenu wataona maono.
Your old men will dream dreams even unto my servant, he says.
Wazee wenu wataota ndoto na hata kwa watumishi wangu pia.
I'm just summarizing for you that scripture.
Ninawekeni kwa mhutasari andiko hilo.
You rather focus on me. Write it down and focus on me.
Afadhali uandike chini kisha unilenge.
The Oil and Wine Church.
Kanisa la mafuta na divai.
Is the church in which there are no lies.
Ni kanisa ambamo hakuna uongo.
You are the church, I'm talking about you.
Wewe ndiwe kanisa, ninanena juu yako.
It is when you have no lies, you cannot lie anymore.
Ni wakati hauna uongo, huwezi ikadanganya tena.
Because if you lie,
maana ukidanganya,
I will see.
Nitaona.
Or another person will see, seeing dreams and visions.
Ama mtu mwingine ataona katika ndoto na maono.
Because he says your young men will see visions.
Maana anasema kwamba vijana wenu wataona maono.
It's amazing when I preach here, normally I know a lot of things about people, what they are thinking.
Inashangaza ninapohubiri hapa. Kwa kawaida najua vitu vingi juu ya watu hata kile wanawaza.
It's just incredible.
Ni ya kushangaza sana.
I get to know what people think in their minds, and I know earlier the Lord tells me.
Napata kujua kile watu wanawaza kwa nia zao na ninajua mapema Bwana ananiambia.
When you will be walking towards this side.
Ya kwamba utakapokuwa ukitembea kwenda upande huu.
At the time you will be saying this, when you turn this way, this person will be thinking like this, this person will be...
Wakati unasema hiki na utakapokuwa ukigeuka, huyu mtu atakuwa anafikiria hivi, na huyu mwingine pia atakuwa akifikiria hivi.
It's just incredible, enormous, overwhelming.
Ni ya kushangaza zaidi na kuu zaidi.
And that makes me understand.
Na hiyo inanisababisha kuelewa.
That you cannot lie to God.
Ya kwamba hawezi kumdanganya Mungu.
That is a church that lives in the fear of the Lord.
Hilo ni kanisa linaloishi katika kumcha Bwana.
Knowing that she cannot lie no more.
Likijua kwamba haliwezi kudanganya tena.
God sees and hears.
Mungu anaona na kusikia.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then Haggai chapter 2 verses 1 to 10.
Na kisha Haggai mlango wa pili, mstari wa kwanza hadi wa kumi.
That is another property of the church.
Hiyo ni tabia nyingine ya kanisa.
That the Lord celebrates at the breaking of the third seal.
Ambalo Bwana anasherehekea wakati wa kuvunjwa kwa muhuri wa tatu.
In the throne of God.
Katika kiti cha enzi cha Mungu.
The church of the oil and wine.
Kanisa la mafuta na divai.
Haggai chapter 2 verses 1 to 10. Just open.
Haggai mlango wa pili mstari wa kwanza hadi wa kumi. Fungua tu.
Write it down and focus on me. I'm going to summarize it for you.
Iandike chini kisha unilenge nitawekeni kwa mhutasari.
In that scripture the Lord celebrates the latter glory.
Katika andiko hilo Bwana anasherehekea utukufu wa nyakati za mwisho.
But before he celebrates it, look at this.
Lakini kabla ya kusherehekea, tazama hii.
Look at this.
Tazama hii.
The priest came from the holy of holies.
Kuhani alitoka patakatifu pa patakatifu.
From sacrificing.
Akitoka kutoa dhabihu.
And when he came out.
Na alipotoka nje.
It dawned on him.
Ikamjia.
That something was wrong.
Kwamba kuna jambo ambalo halikuwa sawa.
That there was a dysfunction in the house.
Ni ya kwamba kulikuwepo na kutotenda vyema katika nyumba.
that something was not right in the house.
Ya kwamba kulikuwepo na jambo ambalo si sawa kwenye nyumba.
Why?
Kwa nini?
Because he saw that the glory did not visit.
Maana aliona ya kwamba utukufu haukutembelea.
Then he remembered, but is it not true that those days when I used to sacrifice the glory used to come?
Na kisha kakumbuka kwamba je, si ni kweli ya kwamba siku zile nilipokuwa nikitoa dhabihu, utukufu ulikuwa ukishuka?
When we used to sacrifice, the Lord visited in his Shekinah glory, right?
Tulipokuwa tukitoa dhabihu, Bwana alikuwa akishuka katika utukufu wake wa Shekina.
But look at this.
Lakini tazama hii.
Look at this now.
Tazama hii.
When he came out, he found the elders sitting in the sanctuary.
Alipotoka nje akawapata wazee wameketi kwenye maskani.
So he asked them, who of you is left?
Na basi akawauliza swali kwamba ni nani miongoni mwenu aliyebakia?
That saw this house in her former glory.
Aliyeiona nyumba hii katika utukufu wake wa mwanzoni.
Doesn't it seem to you like nothing now?
Je, sasa haionekani kwenu kana kwamba si kitu?
And when he said so,
na aliposema hivyo,
they wept.
Walilia machozi.
They began to weep.
Wakaanza kulia.
When he said so, they began to weep.
Aliposema hivyo wakaanza kulia.
Why?
Kwa nini?
Because they were reminded, nostalgia.
Maana walikumbushwa, wakakumbuka kwa uchungu.
They said, oh.
Wakasema, eh.
Then the glory used to fall.
Kweli wakati huo utukufu ulikuwa ukishuka.
The Shekinah glory of the Lord used to visit.
Utukufu wa Shekina wa Bwana ulikuwa ukishuka.
God was with us.
Mungu alikuwa pamoja nasi.
And they wept.
Na wakalia machozi.
We know today.
Twajua leo hii.
What the primitive church looked like.
Vile ambavyo kanisa la mwanzoni lilikuwa.
We know today.
Twajua leo.
What the church looked like when Peter was the apostle.
Jinsi kanisa lilivyokuwa wakati Petro alikuwa mtume.
John was apostle.
Na Yohana alikuwa mtume.
We know the church when Paul was an apostle in the church.
Twajua kanisa lile wakati Paulo alikuwa mtume kanisani.
They walked Christ Jesus crucified.
Walitembea Kristo Yesu aliyesulubiwa.
They testified Christ Jesus crucified.
Walimshuhudia Kristo Yesu aliyesulubiwa.
They preached Christ Jesus crucified.
Walimhubiri Kristo Yesu aliyesulubiwa.
They lived Christ Jesus crucified.
Waliishi Kristo Yesu aliyesulubiwa.
They ate Christ Jesus crucified.
Walikula Kristo Yesu aliyesulubiwa.
When they slept, they dreamt Christ Jesus crucified.
Walipolala, walimuota Kristo Yesu aliyesulubiwa.
When they woke up Christ Jesus crucified.
Na walipoamuka, waliamuka Kristo Yesu aliyesulubiwa.
And when they died Christ Jesus crucified and resurrected.
Na walipokufa, walikufa Kristo Yesu aliyesulubiwa na akafufuka.
So their message.
Na kwa hivyo ujumbe wao.
Their ministry.
Huduma yao.
Was based on the cross.
Ilikuwa imetiwa msingi kwenye msalaba.
We know the primitive church.
Tulijua kanisa la kwanza.
How about today?
Na je siku ya leo?
Why are they not preaching the cross?
Kwa nini hawahubiri msalaba?
Why are they not preaching the blood?
Kwa nini hawahubiri damu?
The blood of the cross.
Damu msalabani.
Why have they skipped Calvary?
Kwa nini wameiruka Calvary?
And the glory that visited.
Na utukufu ulioshuka.
I am glad you Kenya have now been witness to the repeat of the miracles of the Bible.
Nafurahi ninyi Kenya mumekuwa mashahidi wa kurudiwa kwa miujiza ya Biblia.
I am glad.
Nafurahia.
For you I am glad.
Kwenu ninyi nafurahia.
But let me tell you.
Lakini wacha niwaambie.
There has been a disparity.
Kumekuwepo na utofauti mkubwa.
between the first primitive church and the latter church.
Kati ya kanisa la kwanza na kanisa la nyakati za mwisho.
Now listen to this. In the same Haggai chapter 2, 10 to 11.
Katika hiyo Haggai mlango wa pili mstari wa 10 hadi 11.
He promised that the latter glory of this house.
Aliahidi ya kwamba utukufu wa nyakati za mwisho wa nyumba hii.
Would be greater than the former, the primitive church, Pentecost.
Utakuwa mkuu kuliko wa kwanza, walile kanisa la kwanza, Pentecoste.
So let us prepare.
Basi wacha tujiandae.
Let us prepare for the latter glory.
Wacha tujiandae kwa ajili ya utukufu wa nyakati za mwisho.
Let us prepare for the latter glory.
Wacha tujiandae kwa ajili ya huo utukufu wa nyakati za mwisho.
Some of you have seen the visitation of the Lord, those who have been in the meeting.
Baadhi yenu mmeuona mtembeleo wa Bwana, wale ambao mmekuwa kwa mikutano.
When the Lord comes down, he touches thousands, almost 5,000 people in one time.
Bwana anaposhuka chini anawaguza maelfu, karibu watu 5,000 katika mguzo mmoja.
The ushers are normally running.
Mashemazi kwa kawaida wanakimbia.
Then when they get up, they say, the Lord touched me.
Na kisha wanaposimama wanasema kwamba Bwana aliniguza.
Then I felt that my paralyzed arm gained strength.
Na kisha nikahisi kwamba mkono wangu uliokuwa umepooza unapata nguvu.
Then I began to walk with my paralyzed leg.
Na kisha nikaanza kutembea na miguu yangu iliyokuwa imepooza.
They say everything of the latter glory.
Wanasema kila kitu cha utukufu wa nyakati za mwisho.
The latter glory of the Lord is visiting the church right now.
Utukufu wa nyakati za mwisho wa Bwana unalitembelea kanisa hivi sasa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to read another scripture about the character of Christ that you need to have.
Nataka kusoma andiko lingine juu ya tabia ya Kristo unayopaswa kuwa nayo.
First of all, John chapter 2 verses 1 to 11. Don't read, I'm going to explain. Just write it.
Kwanza kabisa Yohana mlango wa pili mstari wa kwanza hadi wa 11 usisome, naenda kuelezea.
Now listen to this.
Sikiza haya sasa.
When the Lamb of God broke the third seal on the scroll of God in heaven.
Wakati mwanakondoo wa Mungu aliuvunja muhuri wa tatu kwenye gombo la Mungu mbinguni.
Then there was a dual prophecy that was given.
Basi kukawepo na unabii mara mbili uliotolewa.
One of them on desolation in the house.
Moja wapo ni juu ya ukiwa kwenye nyumba ya Mungu.
The other one on revival.
Na mwingine juu ya uvuvio.
They would happen at the same time.
Na utatendeka wakati mmoja.
But be careful, there may be a time component to it. Be careful.
Lakini kuwa makini, kwaweza kuwepo na kipengele cha wakati katika haya.
Maybe when the Lord visits here.
Labda wakati Bwana anatembelea hapa.
And you don't continue to walk right, he will withdraw.
Na usiendelee kutembea katika uhaki, atajiondoa.
So you'll say in various places that he gave in Olivet prophecy.
Na basi utasema kwamba katika mahali mbalimbali alipopeana katika unabii wa Olivet.
There will be earthquakes and famines in various places.
Kutakuwepo na matetemeko ya ardhi na njaa katika sehemu mbalimbali.
May mean that today you are wealthy, you are seeing revival.
Kwaweza maanisha kwamba leo wewe ni tajiri, unaona uvuvio.
The Holy Ghost is flowing.
Roho Mtakatifu anatiririka.
You don't walk right, tomorrow you are in famine, scarcity.
Usipotembea katika uhaki, kesho uko katika njaa, katika ukosefu.
Of the word.
Njaa ya neno.
Be careful.
Kuwa makini.
So don't lose anything that you get today.
Basi usipoteze chochote unachokipata hapa.
But anyway, listen to this.
Lakini sasa sikiza haya.
Jesus went to a wedding.
Yesu alienda kwenye harusi.
At Cana.
Kule Cana.
It is called Kifar Cana. Kifar Cana.
Inaitwa Kifar Cana.
Moshav. Moshav is more of commercial farm.
Moshav ni zaidi kama shamba la kibiashara.
It has now become a modernized concept. Postmodernism in Israel. That's speaking from the Hebrew. Moshav.
Sasa limefanyika swala la kisasa. Ukinena katika Kiebrania, Moshav.
They were those villages, but Moshav is more of postmodernism.
Kulikuwepo na vile vijiji, lakini Moshav kwa zaidi sana ni ya kisasa.
Because they become modern commercialized farms.
Maana yanafanyika mashamba ya kisasa ya kibiashara.
That are exporting a lot of products across the globe to Europe, to Japan.
Ambayo yanauza bidhaa nyingi sana kwa mataifa ya nje, kule Europe, kule Japan.
South America to everywhere.
Kwa Marekani kusini na kote kote.
Moshav.
Moshav.
But the real word.
Lakini neno halisia.
in the ancient Palestine Israel.
Katika Israeli ya kale ya Kipalestine.
Is Kfar, so it's called Kfar Kana.
Ni Kfar, kwa hivyo inaitwa Kfar Kana.
Village, the village of Kana.
Kijiji cha Kana.
There was a wedding there, and when Jesus went, the wine ran out.
Kulikuwepo na harusi pale, na Yesu alipokwenda katika harusi ile, divai ikakwisha.
And when the wine ran out,
na divai ilipokwisha,
so he was caused by his mother,
basi akasababishwa na mamake,
to give them some more wine,
ili kuwapatia divai zaidi.
Because at that time, it was a social embarrassment,
maana wakati huo ilikuwa aibu ya kijamii,
for you to host a wedding,
kwa kawaida kuwa na harusi,
which was running for 7 days by the way, or plus,
kwa kawaida harusi hizo zingeenda siku saba ama hata zaidi,
and then run out of the key beverage, which was wine,
alafu uishiwe na kinywaji kikuu kilichokuwa divai.
So it became a social embarrassment.
Na basi ikawa aibu ya kijamii.
And so Jesus now turns, he tells them to bring the pot. Let me summarize everything.
Wacha niweke kwa mhutasari. Sasa Yesu anawaambia walete vile vyombo.
Bring the stone jars and fill with water, and he converted it into wine.
Anawaambia kwamba walete vile vyombo vya mawe, alafu wavijaze na maji, na akabadilisha yale maji kuwa divai.
That was the first miracle.
Huo ulikuwa ndio muujiza wa kwanza.
The first miracle the Lord ever performed.
Muujiza wa kwanza aliyoutenda Bwana.
Was the converting of water into wine.
Ulikuwa kubadilisha maji kuwa divai.
Listen very carefully now.
Sikiza kwa makini sana sasa.
When he converted water into wine,
alipobadilisha maji kuwa divai,
and the chief guest tasted the wine, what did he say?
Na mgeni mkuu akaonja ile divai, alisema nini?
He said, wow, how come?
Alisema ya kwamba, wow, yawezekanaje?
Most people bring out the choicest wine.
Watu wengi huleta ile divai bora zaidi.
The best wine first.
Divai bora zaidi huileta kwanza.
And for you, you have kept it until now.
Lakini kwako wewe umeiweka mpaka sasa.
Now is when you have given out the best wine.
Hivi sasa ndipo umeitoa ile divai bora zaidi.
Meaning the latter wine that he produced.
Kumaanisha kwamba divai ya mwisho aliyoitengeneza.
Was better than the former, the first.
Ilikuwa bora kuliko ile divai ya kwanza.
And if you look at the properties of the first wine.
Na ukitazama tabia za divai ya kwanza.
It was made out of the fermentation of yeast.
Ilitengenezwa kutokana na chachu iliyochachushwa.
And the second wine was a heavenly wine that the Lord made without the fermentation of yeast.
Na divai ya pili ilikuwa divai ya kibinguni ambayo Bwana aliitengeneza bila kutiwa chachu.
It was a heavenly wine, higher quality wine.
Ilikuwa divai ya kibinguni, divai yenye dhamani ya juu zaidi.
It was a higher wine.
Ilikuwa divai ya juu zaidi.
Choicest wine.
Divai bora zaidi ya zote.
So when they tasted, they said, wow, how come you kept the best until now?
Na kwa hivyo walipoonja wakasema kwamba, wow, kwa nini umeiweka ile bora zaidi mpaka wa sasa?
What is the message to you? What is the message to you?
Ujumbe kwako ni upi?
What is the message to you?
Ujumbe kwako ni upi?
The Lord is saying,
Bwana anasema,
that the latter wine is stronger than the former wine.
Ya kwamba divai ya nyakati za mwisho ni kuu zaidi kuliko divai ya kwanza.
That the church of the oil and wine,
kwamba kanisa la mafuta na divai,
is a church that is devoid of the fermentation of yeast.
Ni kanisa lisilo na kuchachishwa kwa chachu.
Get rid of the yeast.
Ondoweni chachu.
From your salvation.
Toka kwa wokovu wenu.
Clean it out of your salvation, please.
Isafishe uiondoe kwa wokovu wako tafadhali.
Let your wine will be pure wine, solely the latter wine, the heavenly wine.
Wacha divai yako iwe divai takatifu, divai safi kabisa, divai ya nyakati za mwisho ya kibinguni.
And that's the first time he demonstrated them that look, this is the Christ.
Na hiyo ndiyo mara ya kwanza alipowaonesha kwamba tazama, huyu ndiye Kristo.
The church the Lord celebrates with oil and wine.
Kanisa ambalo Bwana analisherehekea la mafuta na divai.
is actually a latter church.
Kwa hakika ni kanisa la nyakati za mwisho.
With the latter oil and the latter wine.
Likiwa na mafuta ya nyakati za mwisho na divai ya nyakati za mwisho.
Ezekiel 47 verses 1 to verse 6.
Ezekieli 47 mstari wa kwanza hadi wa sita.
Ezekiel chapter 47 verses 1.
Ezekieli mlango wa 47 kuanzia mstari wa kwanza.
To verse 6.
Hadi wa sita.
He says, I'm going to read it very fast though.
Naenda kuisoma kwa haraka sana.
The men brought me back to the entrance of the temple, and I saw water coming out from under the threshold of the temple towards east.
Yule mtu akanirudisha mpaka kwenye ingilio la hekalu, nami nikaona maji yakitoka chini ya kizingiti cha hekalu yakitiririka upande wa mashariki.
For the temple faced east.
Kwa maana upande wa mbele wa hekalu ulielekea mashariki.
The water was coming down from under the south side of the temple.
Maji yalikuwa yakitoka chini upande wa kusini wa hekalu.
South of the altar.
Kusini mwa madhabahu.
He then brought me out through the north gate and led me around the outside to the outer gate facing east.
Ndipo akanitoa nje kupitia lango la kaskazini na kunizungusha mpaka kwenye lango la nje linaloelekea mashariki.
And water was flowing from the south side.
Nayo maji yalikuwa yakitiririka kutoka upande wa kusini.
As the man went eastward with a measuring line.
Yule mtu alipokwenda upande wa mashariki akiwa na kamba ya kupimia mikononi mwake.
He measured up 1,000 cubits and led me through water that was up to my ankle.
Akapima dhiraa 1,000 kisha akanipitisha kwenye hayo maji ambayo yalifika kwenye viweko vya miguu.
Then he measured off another 1,000 cubits and led me through water that was up to the knee.
Akapima dhiraa 1,000 nyingine na kunipitisha kwenye hayo maji ambayo yalifika magotini.
Then he measured off another 1,000 cubits and led me through water that was up the waist.
Kisha akapima dhiraa 1,000 nyingine na kunipitisha kwenye hayo maji ambayo yalifika kiunoni.
He measured off another 1,000 cubits, then it became a river that I could not cross, and if I tried to swim, it would sweep me in the direction of the current.
Akapima tena dhiraa 1,000 nyingine, lakini wakati huu yalikuwa mto ambao sikuweza kuvuka. Kwa kuwa maji yalikuwa na kina kirefu ambacho ni cha kuogelea. Mto ambao hakuna mtu yeyote ambaye angeweza kuvuka.
That is the life-giving spirit of the Lord.
Huyo ni roho wa Bwana apeanaye uzima.
Flowing from the river of life. Let me describe a little thing here.
Akitiririka toka kwa mto wa uzima. Wacha nielezee mambo machache hapa.
When the Lord took me before his throne.
Bwana aliponipeleka mbele ya kiti chake cha enzi.
When the Lord lifted me up.
Bwana aliponiinua juu.
And took me before his throne for the first time.
Na kunipeleka mbele ya kiti chake cha enzi kwa mara ya kwanza.
He has taken me the few times, especially regarding the scroll.
Amenipeleka pale mara kadhaa haswa sana kuhusiana na gombo.
The breaking of the seal.
Kuvunjwa kwa mihuri.
But when the Lord took me before his throne for the first time.
Lakini Bwana aliponipeleka mbele ya kiti chake cha enzi kwa mara ya kwanza.
Let me describe this to bless you precious people.
Wacha nielezeni haya kuwabarikini watu wa dhamani.
There is a golden walkway.
Kunayo njia ya kutembelea ya dhahabu.
If you see heaven.
Ukiona mbinguni.
You would reject everything to do with the world from today.
Utaachana na kila kitu kuhusiana na ulimwengu kuanzia leo.
You would make sure you say to yourself, I don't want to miss that heaven.
Utahakikisha kwamba unajiambia, sitataka kukosa hiyo mbinguni.
I would never miss it.
Sitawahi kuikosa.
Whatever it is, I would get rid of it to enter heaven.
Chochote kile nitakiondoa ili kuingia mbinguni.
But anyhow, there is a golden walkway.
Lakini hata hivyo kuna njia ya dhahabu.
And I can describe.
Na ninaweza kaelezea.
The inner part is the light. Even now as I speak, I almost see it.
Na sasa hata naponina naweza kaiona.
The light yellowish gold.
Ile sehemu ya ndani ina dhahabu nyepesi ya kimanjano.
Very rich and very beautiful.
ni yenye utajiri zaidi nzito na ya kupendeza.
But there are two strips.
Lakini kuna mistari miwili.
Of reddish brown gold, richer again.
Ya dhahabu nzito kabisa ya kitajiri ambayo sasa ni kama hudhurungi ama nyekundu hivi.
That border that gold, that yellowish gold.
Ambayo iko kando ya hiyo dhahabu ya kimanjano.
And then when the one that was speaking with me,
na kisha yule aliyekuwa akinena pamoja nami,
told me to kneel down and pray.
Aliponiambia nikapige magoti na kuomba.
By the walkway.
Pale kwenye ile njia.
I don't know why I said so. The Lord of course put that in me.
Sijui kwa nini nilisema hivyo, lakini hakika Bwana aliweka hayo ndani mwangu.
Then I said,
kisha nikasema,
Mighty Father,
Baba mkuu,
today I come to you,
leo naja kwako,
with praise and thanksgiving,
kwa shukrani na sifa.
And when I said, in the mighty name of Jesus,
na niliposema katika jina kuu la Yesu,
then what happened was this.
Basi kilichotendeka ni hiki.
Two cherubi of glory.
Makerubi wawili wa utukufu.
Immediately two cherubi of glory.
Mara moja makerubi wawili wa utukufu.
Appeared.
Wakaja.
Walking on the walkway.
Wakitembea kwenye njia ile.
Look, holding the ark of the new covenant of the Lord like this.
Wakishikilia lile sanduku la agano jipya la Bwana kwa jinsi hiyo.
And let me describe to you.
Wacha niwaelezeni.
These secrets of God, like this.
Hizi siri za Mungu kwa jinsi hiyo.
And as they were holding,
na walipokuwa wameishikilia,
they did this. They bowed their heads like this.
Waliinamisha vichwa vyao kwa jinsi hiyo.
And they were walking sideways. They were walking sideways like this.
Na walikuwa wanatembea kando kando hivyo.
With the ark of the new covenant of the Lord.
Na sanduku la agano jipya la Bwana.
And they brought it past me.
Na wakalileta wakanipita.
And I saw them place it at the throne position.
Na nikawaona wakiweka mahali pale pa kiti cha enzi.
And then when they placed it at the throne position,
na walipoliweka pale kwenye kiti cha enzi,
then immediately at that time,
kisha mara moja wakati huo.
By the way, you would think that the two cherubim have the same function. No.
Na hata hivyo waweza kadhania kwamba wale makerubi wawili wana kazi sawa, sivyo?
He drew my attention to the cherubi on the right hand side as I faced the ark of the new covenant.
Aliuvuta umakinifu wangu kwa kerubi aliyekuwa upande wa mkono wa kuume nilipokuwa nimelitazama lile sanduku la agano jipya.
He came forward and did some things I cannot explain to you now.
Akaja mbele na kufanya mambo fulani ambayo siwezi kawaelezeni sasa.
He did some things on the ark of the new covenant, then he went back now to his side.
Akafanya mambo fulani kwa lile sanduku la agano jipya na kisha akarudi upande wake.
And this one was this way.
Na huyu mwingine alikuwa upande huu mwingine.
Then the glory of the Lord came from this side like this.
Na kisha utukufu wa Bwana ukaja tokea upande ule kwa jinsi hiyo.
And sat on the mercy seat.
Na kukaa kwenye kiti cha rehema.
Then he spoke what we may not share here.
Na kisha akanena yale ambayo hatuwezi kashiriki hapa.
But listen.
Lakini sikiza.
When I looked then behind the ark of the new covenant.
Sasa nilipotazama nyuma ya sanduku la agano jipya.
I saw the river of life.
Nikauona mto wa uzima.
The river of life with the two trees of life.
Mto wa uzima na ile miti mbili ya uzima.
On both sides, one side, one side.
Katika pande mbili, mti moja upande moja na mti mwingine upande mwingine.
And I saw the river flowing all the way down.
Na nikaona ule mto ukitiririka kwenda chini kabisa.
Into the new Jerusalem.
Hadi katika Yerusalemu mpya.
We can stop there.
Tuweza kusimamia pale.
Now listen.
Sasa sikiza.
When the man measured off 1,000 cubits.
Wakati yule mtu alipima dhiraa 1,000.
And he led Ezekiel and the water was up to the ankle.
Na akamuongoza Ezekieli na yale maji yakafika kwenye viweko vya mguu.
And then he measured off 1,000 cubits.
Na kisha akapima tena dhiraa zingine 1,000.
And he led Ezekiel and the water was up to the knee.
Na akamuongoza Ezekieli na maji yakafika magotini.
Another 1,000 cubits and it was where? To the waist.
Dhiraa zingine 1,000 na maji yale yakafika kiunoni.
Another 1,000 cubits, a river nobody could cross.
ziraa zingine 1,000 ukawa mto ambao hakuna mtu angeuvuka.
A river that would now sweep you.
Mto ambao sasa ungekufagilia.
In the direction of the current.
Katika mwelekeo wa ule mtiririko.
What was the message?
Je, ujumbe ulikuwa upi?
The Lord was talking about the latter glory that would come to the church.
Bwana alikuwa akinena juu ya utukufu wa nyakati za mwisho utakaokuja kanisani.
Again.
Na tena.
The Lord was talking about the latter glory that would visit the house.
Bwana alikuwa akinena juu ya utukufu wa nyakati za mwisho utakaoitembelea nyumba ya Bwana.
And that glory would have higher capacity.
Na huo utukufu utakuwa na uwezo mkubwa zaidi.
Higher propensity, whatever you want to call it.
Uweza mkuu zaidi.
It would be so mighty.
Utakuwa mkuu sana.
And in other words, he was talking about your capacity to receive that glory.
Na kwa maneno mengine, alikuwa ananena juu ya uweza wako kuupokea utukufu huo.
It is virtually unlimited.
Uweza ule hauna mpaka.
You are the vessels of that glory.
Ninyi ndio vyombo vya utukufu ule.
Because the Bible says.
Maana Biblia inasema.
You will never say Jesus is Lord and give him your life except that you have received an anointing, a revelation of God.
Hauwezi kusema kwamba Yesu ni Bwana na umpe maisha yako isipokuwa kwamba umepokea upako, umepokea ufunuo wa Mungu.
That look, he is the Messiah, let me give him my life.
Kwamba tazama, yeye ndiye Mesia, wacha nikampe maisha yangu.
That's why the rest are still drinking in the bars.
Na ndio maana wengine bado wanakunywa kwenye mabaa.
And prostitution and everything of the streets.
Na ukahaba na kila kitu cha mitaani.
But for you, you are here celebrating the Lord.
Lakini kwako wewe uko hapa ukimsherekea Bwana.
Many people today, they are drinking nyama choma, beer, women, men, name it, everything.
Na watu wengi kama leo wanakunywa beer, nyama choma, wanawake, wanaume, kila kitu.
But for you, you are sitting in the house of the Lord enlightened.
Lakini kwako wewe umeketi katika nyumba ya Bwana ukiwa umepata ufahamu.
Having received a revelation that this is the right place to be.
Ukiwa umepokea ufunuo ya kwamba hapa ndipo mahali panapostahili kuwa.
This one here refines the quality of my life.
Hii hapa inatakasa dhamani ya maisha yangu.
On the earth and in heaven.
Hapa duniani na mbinguni.
That's why you are here.
Na ndio maana uko hapa.
So listen to me.
Basi nisikize.
You are not here because of your works. You are so intelligent.
Hauko hapa kwa sababu ya kazi zako, ya kwamba wewe ni mwerevu sana.
You are so brilliant.
Wewe ni mwenye akili sana.
You are so good in this work.
Wewe ni mzuri zaidi katika kazi hizi.
And you detected it and now you are here.
Na sasa uliigundua uko hapa.
Others have not done their part.
Wengine hawajafanya sehemu yao.
You are here because of the grace of God.
Uko hapa kwa sababu ya neema ya Mungu.
And that's why the ankle level.
Na ndio maana kile kiwango cha viweko vya mguu.
Allows you to recognize him, submit your life into the jurisdiction of the blood of Jesus.
Kinakuruhusu kumtambua na kusalimisha maisha yako katika mamlaka ya Yesu.
But if you stay at the ankle level.
Lakini ukibakia katika kiwango cha viweko vya mguu.
When the midnight hour comes.
Saa sita ya usiku ijapo.
When the storm of the winds are strong and the darkness is thick.
Wakati tufani ya zile pepo ni kali na giza ni zito.
Pitch darkness.
Giza zito totoro.
The lamp will go off.
Taa itazimika.
There is another level, the knee level.
Kuna kiwango kingine ambacho ni kiwango cha magotini.
The knee.
Kwenye magoti.
That you can receive.
Ambacho unaweza kapokea.
After that, the waist.
Na baada ya hapo ni kiunoni.
After that, you can be a channel through whom the river of life is flowing.
Na baada ya hapo, waweza kuwa chombo ama njia, ambamo mto wa uzima unatiririka.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is saying, if you have become a channel through which the river of life is flowing.
Bwana anasema kwamba ikiwa umefanyika chombo ama njia, ambamo mto wa uzima unatiririka kupitia.
Then you are definitely going in the direction of the current.
Basi kwa hakika unaelekea katika mwelekeo wa mtiririko.
You are going in the direction of the Holy Spirit.
unaelekea katika mwelekeo wa Roho Mtakatifu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit is very powerful.
Roho Mtakatifu ni mwenye nguvu sana.
He does things.
Anafanya mambo.
I mean, of course, this is another level, but he can relate with you people also.
Hiki ni kiwango kingine, lakini anaweza kushiriki pamoja nanyi watu pia.
But he does things. He can even tell me, don't take that phone call.
Anafanya mambo ya ajabu. Anaweza hata kaniambia kwamba usipokee simu hiyo.
At about 2 o'clock, he said, someone will call me.
Yapata saa 8 za usiku, akasema kwamba mtu atanipigia simu.
At about 3, I think 4.
Yapata saa 9, saa 10.
Then he said, don't take that phone. And surely that phone rang.
Na akaniambia usichukue simu hiyo. Na kwa hakika simu hiyo ilipigwa.
And I did not take that phone.
Na sikuichukua simu ile.
He can be very close to you when you walk in the direction of the current.
Anaweza kuwa karibu zaidi na wewe unapotembea katika mwelekeo wa mtiririko.
It is beautiful walk.
Ni mtembeo wa kupendeza.
Because you cease to be you.
Maana unakoma kuwa wewe.
Everything you do and say is for him.
Kila kitu unachofanya na kusema ni kwa ajili yake.
You become a slave.
Unafanyika mtumwa.
Do you understand the meaning of a slave?
Je, mnaelewa maana ya mtumwa?
The most beautiful thing is to be a slave of the Lord.
Jambo la kupendeza zaidi ni kuwa mtumwa wa Bwana.
Because you know one day you will sit next to the Lord.
Maana waje kwamba siku moja utaketi karibu na Bwana.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. It is a good thing to be.
Ni jambo zuri zaidi kuwa mtumwa wake.
But if you want to maintain your crown,
lakini ikiwa unataka kuhifadhi taji yako,
he says, whoever loses his life on my behalf,
anasema kwamba yeyote anayapoteza maisha yake kwa ajili yangu,
will gain it,
atayapata,
in heaven, sindio?
Kule binguni.
But anyway, what I'm saying,
lakini kile nachosema,
is that the Lord wants the church to flow in the direction.
Ni ya kwamba Bwana anataka kanisa likatiririke katika mtiririko.
In the will of the Holy Spirit.
Katika mapenzi ya Roho Mtakatifu.
That is the church he celebrates with the breaking of the third seal.
Hilo ndilo kanisa analosherekea na kuvunjwa kwa muhuri wa tatu.
You cannot resist like this. You are just being pushed in the direction.
Hawezi kukataa hivi. Unasukumwa tu katika mwelekeo ule.
Everything. Again, like I said, a little bit different on this side.
Kila kitu kama vile nilivyosema, tofauti kidogo upande huu.
But it should happen with every Christian.
Inapaswa kutendeka na kila Mkristo.
Because he's available to every Christian.
Manake Roho Mtakatifu anapatikana kwa kila Mkristo.
He is for free, you don't buy him.
Yeye ni wa bure, haumnunui.
Stop buying him, okay?
Basi acheni kumnunua.
Kneel down and ask him, Lord, or come to the meetings, then I will decree.
Piga magoti na umulize kwamba Bwana, ama njoo mikutanoni alafu nitatangaza.
The Lord will lead me to decree that mighty Father now baptize them or fill them, you know.
Bwana ataniongoza niombe kwamba Baba mkuu wabatize ama wajaze.
Then he will fill people, you see that?
Kisha atawajaza watu.
In the name of the Lord, right?
Kwa jina la Bwana.
But don't buy, he's free.
Lakini usimnunue, ni wa bure.
You're spending a lot of money, you people.
Munagarimika na pesa nyingi sana nyinyi watu.
Buying, eh?
Mukinunua.
How much is it these days?
Na siku hizi wanauza bei gani?
I love the Lord. This is the moment of freedom.
Huu ni wakati wa kuwekwa huru.
Liberty.
Uhuru.
Captives are set free, right?
Mateka wanawekwa huru.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to say the following.
Ningependa kusema yafuatayo.
It has been a privilege.
Imekuwa tunuku.
For me to bring you this most glorious message of the Lord.
Kwangu mimi kuwaleteni huu ujumbe wa utukufu zaidi wa Bwana.
A very humbling experience.
Ambayo ni hali ya kunyenyekeza sana.
That the Lord may speak to you about the coming of the Messiah.
Ya kwamba Bwana anene pamoja nawe juu ya kuja kwake Mesia.
That is the biggest treasure of all treasures.
Hiyo ndio hazina kubwa zaidi ya hazina zote.
That the Lord may send me to say this to you.
Ya kwamba Bwana anaweza kanituma niwaambieni haya.
I have seen the coming of the Messiah.
Nimeona kuja kwake Mesia.
I have seen the Lord taking the church.
Nimemuona Bwana akilichukua kanisa.
Quite a few times. actually.
Mara kadhaa.
And Joseph said to the king Pharaoh.
Na Yusufu akamwambia mfalme Farao.
He said.
Akasema.
The reason the Lord has shown you the dream twice.
Sababu ambayo Bwana amekuonesha ndoto hiyo mara mbili.
Meaning in two forms.
Kumaanisha kwamba katika aina mbili.
Is because.
Ni kwa sababu.
The God of heaven.
Mungu wa mbinguni.
He has made up his mind.
Amefanya uamuzi.
And decided.
Na ameamua.
That event.
Kwamba hilo tukio.
Must now take place.
Sasa lazima litukie.
So I have seen the rapture.
Na basi nimeuona unyakuzi.
He's shown it to me a few times.
Amenionesha mara kadhaa.
Re-emphasizing that it will take place.
Akisisitiza mara kwa mara tena kwa kiwango cha juu kwamba utatendeka.
But the question is.
Lakini swali ni hili.
Are you prepared for the coming of the Lord?
Je, uko tayari kwa ajili ya kuja kwake Bwana?
I have given you all scripture that describe the bride of Christ.
Nimewapeni maandiko yote yanayoelezea biharusi wa Kristo.
Are you prepared to make a turning point?
Je, mumejiandaa kugeuka?
In your life tonight?
Katika maisha yenu leo?
And turn around and say, Lord.
Na kugeuka na kusema Bwana.
I have been struggling for a long time.
Nimekuwa niking'ang'ana kwa muda mrefu.
I know some of you.
Najua kwamba baadhi yenu.
You have tried.
Mumejaribu.
In different places.
Mahali mbalimbali.
And in different ways.
Na katika njia mbalimbali.
To wash certain stains.
Kuosha madoa fulani.
But every morning you have woken up.
Lakini kila asubuhi umeamuka.
You have checked yourself.
Na umejichunguza.
And you still have found that stain is still there.
Na bado umepata kwamba doa hilo bado lipo.
I don't know what that stain may be in your life.
Sijui doa hilo laweza kuwa nini katika maisha yako.
Maybe it is abortion that you did some time back.
Labda ni kuavya mimba ulikofanya wakati fulani uliopita.
Or it is your wife that you abused some time back until she ran away.
Ama ni mke wako uliomtusi na kumtesa wakati fulani uliopita na akatoroka.
Or it's an orphan child that was in great need.
Ama ni mtoto fulani yatima aliyekuwa mhitaji sana.
That you abused, you rejected, and later you heard that the child died.
Na ukamtusi, ukamtesa na kumkata, na baadaye ukasikia kwamba yule mtoto alikufa.
Or it's a widow that came for help, was thrown away.
Ama ni mjane aliyekuwa ametupwa na akaja kutafuta msaada.
Her land was taken, and so she said, "Can I stay in your kitchen here for some time?"
Shamba lake lilichukuliwa na kwa hivyo akaomba ya kwamba je, ninaweza kuishi kwa jikoni lako kwa muda fulani.
As I sort out my ways.
Ninapotatua shida yangu.
And you rejected and threw her away.
Na ukamkataa, ukamtupa nje.
And she suffered very, very abhorribly.
Na akateseka vibaya sana sana.
After that.
Baada ya hapo.
And every time you repent.
Na kila mara unatubu.
When you wake up you still see the stain.
Ukiamka bado unaona doa hilo.
Some stains just never go away.
Madoa mengine hayatoki tu hivi hivi.
Some stain may be pornography.
Madoa mengine labda ni pornografia.
Maybe corruption.
Ama ufisadi.
Lies.
Uongo.
False prophecy.
Unabii wa uongo.
Some stain.
Madoa mengine.
Some stains are just permanent.
Madoa mengine ni ya milele.
And if you are one of those who is now tired.
Na ikiwa wewe ni moja wapo ya wale waliochoka,
of washing and washing,
na kuosha na kuosha,
and washing every morning,
kuosha kila asubuhi,
the Lord is saying,
Bwana anasema,
leave those permanent stains to me,
niachie hayo madoa ya milele.
That is the reason I died on the cross.
Hiyo ndio sababu niliokufia msalabani.
I took the beating.
Nilistahimili yale machapo.
They spat mucus on my face.
Walitema makamasi kwa uso wangu.
And I remember when the Lord showed me how Jesus was crucified.
Na ninakumbuka wakati Bwana alinionyesha jinsi Yesu alivyosulubiwa.
In a mighty vision.
Katika maono makuu.
I was so shocked when I woke up and I wept for 3 months straight. I used to weep and collapse, weep and collapse.
Nilishtuka sana nilipoamuka. Na nililia miezi mitatu mfululizo. Nikilia na kuzimia, nalia na kuzimia.
He says,
anasema,
when I look at my body, I see scars everywhere. There is no space. Every place is a scar.
Ninapoutazama mwili wangu, ninaona alama kila mahali. Hakuna nafasi, alama za majeraha kila mahali.
But leave those stains to me.
Lakini niachie hayo madoa.
Some stains just never go away.
Madoa mengine ni ya milele hayatoki.
Those are mine. Leave them to me.
Hayo ni yangu, niachie.
Says the Lord.
Asema Bwana.
That I may help you.
Ya kwamba nikapate kukusaidia.
And wash them away.
Na kuyaosha na kuyaondoa.
If you know that you have those stains.
Ikiwa wajua ya kwamba uko na madoa hayo.
That have gone around you.
Ambayo yamekuzingira.
On your garment.
Kwenye vazi lako.
Forever and ever.
Milele na milele.
You try to clean, then you check this way, another one. You have put another one again here.
Unajaribu kusafisha, ukitazama upande huu, umeweka doa lingine tena.
Of the same.
La doa lile lile tena.
The Lord is saying.
Bwana anasema.
Leave those things to me.
Niachie madoa hayo.
That is why I went to Calvary to be abused.
Hiyo ndio sababu nilienda Calvary kutukanwa.
To be kicked like a dog.
Kupigwa teke kama mbwa.
They took some logs, some pieces of wood that were thick like this.
Walichukua vipande fulani vya miti, vya mbao vilivyokuwa vizito hivyo.
And they began to hammer him on the head.
Na wakaanza kumgonga kwenye kichwa.
He said, that is why I was tortured.
Anasema hiyo ndio sababu niliteswa.
Because some pain just never go away.
Maana madoa mengine kutoka hayatoki daima.
But leave them to me.
Lakini niachie.
That I may wash them for you.
Ya kwamba nikakuoshe.
That you may remove me from shame.
Ya kwamba uniondoe kwenye aibu.
By entering into the kingdom of God.
Kwa kuingia katika ufalme wa Mungu.
I am going to ask you.
Naenda kuwaulizeni.
In the next few minutes.
Katika dakika chache zijazo.
I will ask you.
Nitawaulizeni.
To take him.
Mukamchukue.
To ask him to clean up your stain.
Mukamuulize asafishe na kuondoa madoa yenu.
That you may enter.
Ya kwamba mkapate kuingia.
Into the kingdom of God.
Katika ufalme wa Mungu.
Wewe ni Mungu mkuu. Aweza. Hakuna Mungu kama wewe. Wewe ni Mungu. Wewe ni Mungu.
It doesn't matter what you're saying. He can clean your stain. Whether it's a baby you killed in abortion, and you cannot forgive yourself. Whether it's the husband you cheated on, the wife you cheated on, moment, if you know that your life has not been right, if you know that your life has not been right, this is the moment. This is the moment. If you know that you want to take him now, so that he may wash those difficult stains. If you want to take him now, that he may wash those difficult stains. Lift up your hands. And close your eyes, precious people. Repeat very loud. In English.
Katika Kiingereza.
And Swahili.
Na Swahili pia.
Say, Mighty Lord Jesus.
Yesu mkuu Bwana.
The Messiah.
Mesihi.
Today I surrender.
Leo najisalimisha.
Before you.
Bele zako.
I surrender.
Najisalimisha.
All my sins.
Dhambi zangu zote.
Please forgive me.
Tafadhali nisamehe.
And convert me.
Na unibadilishe.
To be the oil and wine church.
Niwe kanisa la mafuta na divai.
That I may enter.
Ili niweze kuingia.
Into your glorious kingdom.
Katika ufalme wako wenye utukufu.
In the name of Jesus.
Katika jina la Yesu.
Today.
Leo.
I am born again. Hallelujah, vigelegele na mashangwe kwa Yesu na makofi. Let me pray for you. Lift up your hand.
Inene mikono yenu ni waombea.
Mighty Father, the great God of Elijah and Moses, I see your presence is very awesome here. Your power has covered this altar. Your anointing has saturated this place. Mighty Father, help them. Look at that. The power of the Lord has fallen here. Mighty Father, I can see your glorious presence is mighty here. Your power reigns here. And I ask you, Jehovah, to baptize them with the holy fire, the Holy Spirit, that they may be holy and righteous before your blessed eyes. Send them the Blessed One of Israel, the Holy Spirit. Everybody receive the Holy Spirit. Look at that. Look at that, all the way there. The power of the Lord is here. Look at that, look there. The fire of the Lord has fallen here. Everybody receive the Holy Spirit. Lift up your hand. Receive the Holy Spirit. Fire is fallen here.
Look at this.
Receive the fire of the Holy Spirit. Here you go now. Mighty Father, now you can baptize these people over there. Help! Look at how he has visited people everywhere there. Let everybody receive the Holy Spirit today. The power of the Lord has fallen here. The Lord is visiting the house. Everybody receive, even the pastors receive the Holy Spirit. It is time to walk in the oil and the wine. Mighty Father, now you can visit them over here. There you go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Havershali. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Unimaginable. Unbelievable. That mighty servant of the Lord, that's a biblical character, bringing to us the message of the Lord from heaven to the children of the Lord and the church. An astonishing message, a true treasure from the kingdom of God. That was part three and the conclusion of the Oil and Wine Church. You are listening to Dr. David Awar, the mighty prophet of the Lord, the Malachi 4:5 servant, sent to restore the church globally and prepare for the coming of the Messiah. That message was given in Charter Hall in Nairobi, Kenya, and you could hear the sounds of revival. You could hear the sounds and the fire of the mighty Holy Spirit. What you couldn't hear or see were the dozens of souls that were being delivered around and about the altar in Charter Hall. And whenever the servant of the Lord would show up to deliver the message of the Lord, there would always be those that the Holy Spirit would deliver, and they would be sprawled out and slain in the Spirit on the altar and all around the altar of the Lord, whether it was in Nakuru at a revival or whether it was indoors, as you just heard, at Charter Hall in Nairobi. These were the signs and are the signs and the sounds of the end time revival. Just unimaginable and very, very difficult to put into words. The Lamentations chapter 2, verse 14 is one scripture we need to stand upon this evening, so that the precious listeners throughout the United States and the globe get an idea and an understanding as they hear the Spirit of the Lord, and they hear the voice of the Lord. And this is what the Lord has promised us. In Lamentations chapter 2, verse 14, when the Lord sends a servant versus when the world sends their voices and the servants of the world. But this is the servant of the Lord. Lamentations chapter 2, verse 14. Your prophets have seen for you false and foolish visions, and they have not exposed your iniquity, so as to restore you from captivity. But they have seen for you false and misleading oracles. And again, your prophets have seen for you false and foolish visions. They have not exposed your iniquity. And as we just heard, the mighty prophet was sharing the stains, the iniquity, the stains on the garment of the church, and astonishingly points to the mighty Holy Spirit, who always points us back to the blood and the cross. Those permanent type of stains are not greater than the blood of the Lamb. So powerful is the Lamb without defect. So powerful is the blood and the cross that there is no stain on our garment, sin in our lives, that the Lord cannot overcome. There is no curse that the precious blood of the Lamb does not break. It is the power of deliverance. These are the secrets of the kingdom of God. This is the blood and the cross that has been forgotten. This is the famine, as we heard, the oil and wine church. The oil and wine church is walking in agreement with the Holy Spirit. She's walking in righteousness. She's walking in justice. She's walking in holiness, adhering to the word of the Lord. And as we also heard in Ezekiel chapter 47, that river from ankle deep to knee deep to waist deep, until it's a river that no man can cross, that's the anointing of the mighty Holy Spirit for just such a time as this, specifically for this time. But that was Lamentations chapter 2, verse 14, versus what we see and contrast that, how the sin is exposed, and how do you overcome that sin to set the captive free, to set the prisoner free, to be free from an Egypt in the land of bondage. That's the blood and the cross. Whereas the false prophets, Ezekiel 13, verse 2 and 3, and here's what the Lord says about the false prophets. Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel, who prophesy and say to those, from their own inspiration, listen to the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, woe to the foolish prophets who are following their own spirit and have seen nothing. That's Ezekiel chapter 13, verses 2 and 3. Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel who prophesy, and say to those who prophesy from their own inspiration, listen to the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, woe to the foolish prophets who are following their own spirit and have seen nothing. And that's the church that's in famine versus the church that's in the abundance of heaven. Those that are hearing from the mighty Holy Spirit, those that are hearing the voice of the Lord, and those that hear the voice of his servant, the mighty prophet, that has come to expose the iniquity. For how do we know what to repent of if the church doesn't even know she's in sin? And so the Lord opens our spiritual ears and our spiritual eyes. This entire thread of the oil and wine church, a life-changing, no question about it, no doubt about it, a life-changing message that's in the Bible and shared for the latter glory, for the latter house of the Lord that we see in Haggai chapter 2, verses 6 through 10. A consistent theme woven throughout Scripture. The Lord is most consistent. You find this revival in the Bible. Deuteronomy 11:12 and the latter rain. Isaiah chapter 26 and the morning dew. Haggai chapter 2, verses 6 through 10. Hallelujah. Joel chapter 2, 28 through 32. Again, Acts chapter 3, and again in Acts chapter 2. And the Lord goes on, and again in Revelation chapter 6, verse 6. And these are the secrets of the kingdom of God, sharing with the church, the global church, and particularly the church here in the United States of America, that we would repent, prepare the way for the coming of the Messiah, that we would turn away from those sins, stains of the garment, the sexual sin, homosexuality, the drug abuse, the physical abuse, lying, deception, love of money, unholiness, unrighteousness, fellowship with the world. These are the things that the Lord is calling us away from, back to the Lord. The Holy Spirit is holy, and we return to the holiness of the Lord, enjoy the fellowship of the mighty Holy Spirit. He is the Holy One of Israel. He is the one that enables us to walk in righteousness, to walk in holiness. He is the one, the mighty counselor. He is the one that will point us to the blood and to the cross. For the Lord says we're to pick up our cross and follow him daily. He does not say pick up your vacation plans and follow me daily. Pick up your comfortable things and follow me daily. It is a life of holiness unto the Lord. Just as we saw and read in Leviticus chapter 10, verses 2 and 3, that those that approach the Lord must approach him for holy for he is holy. The mighty prophet shared some dry fasting as well, and I am sure that is news to the majority of the listeners throughout the United States. Dry fasting is where you fast without water, and we know fasting is fasting without food. And in the United States, we have made idolatry out of food. In fact, we have made obesity an idol as well. And the Lord has called us to a life of discipline. That's part of the fruit. That's one of the fruit of the Spirit, of the mighty Holy Spirit, which is self-controlled. And it's not a punitive fasting and a dry fasting. It's a fast to enjoy for our spiritual growth. This is part of the latter glory visiting the church today. We saw again in the Gospel of John where the Lord turned the water into wine, and again in Ezekiel chapter 47. It's the word of the Lord. You're listening to Prophecy at the Midnight Hour. This is the conclusion, the Oil and Wine Church. This is segment number 3. On Revelation chapter 6, verse 6, an astonishing, astonishing teaching and message from the Lord, a life-changing message to prepare the church, to prepare the listener throughout the United States, to prepare for the coming of the Messiah. Hallelujah. In the studio is, by phone, is Pastor Jose Bobadilla from the California Altar. I am your co-host, broadcasting live out of Rockville, Maryland, Pastor Louis Lupo from the Maryland Altar. Pastor Jose, truly a message from heaven, hard to add anything at all to it. What has the Lord placed on your heart this evening?
Amen, Pastor Lou. Very, very powerful, precious things. And as I've heard, precious people, that you have not stumbled on this message by coincidence. This is the word of the Lord, the message of the Lord. And those who are seeking the Lord at this hour, the Lord will reveal himself to them as he has to us. We must humble ourselves, precious saints, must surrender to the Lord and seek him, precious saints, without any crowns of this world on our heads. We must, like Pastor Lou mentioned, deny ourselves daily. This is a revival of the spirit, precious saints. The flesh must die. The flesh must go away. Because the flesh and the blood will not inherit the kingdom of heaven, nor the fruits of the spirit. Nor will it receive this message, because this message is very bitter, as you've heard. Dry fasting. It's discipline that is required. But the fruits are eternal. These are eternal rewards of heaven, precious saints. We can see clearly on the news each and every day. We can see Israel at war, and it continues to escalate. These are prophetic signs. We can see the sin in this nation of the United States of America, where it is accepted even by those that call themselves Christians, have accepted homosexuality, have accepted homosexual bishops, pastors, have accepted marrying same-sex couples are seeing complete defilement of the altars on this land, in this land, precious saints. This is the time to wear sackcloth and to repent for the sins of this nation. This is the message of the Lord to the nations of the earth, precious people. And it is time to repent. It is time to separate ourselves as we know the time we are living in. We know that the Messiah is soon coming for his bride and the wine church, which has been separated for the Lord, by the Lord. The scriptures are being revealed to us at this hour, precious saints, by the mighty servant of the Lord. The latter wine, the best wine that has been saved for this generation, precious saints. That is what the scripture spoke about. This generation is the one receiving of this best wine, the power of this anointing is greater than the one we read about in the book of Acts, in Pentecost, the first Pentecost. This is the anointing of the Lord that is again here among his church, and the Lord is revealing himself and the secrets of heaven to his church. The oil and the wine church are partaking of these revelations, the revelation of the scriptures, the true meaning in the spirit of the word of the Lord. The spirit of the Lord is here feeding us this food directly from heaven. As we have heard, it is time for the church of Christ, sure. We must grow, precious saints. We heard in Ezekiel 47, the levels of anointing of the Holy Spirit. That is the growth of the church, of the oil and the wine church. That is how great the anointing is at this hour. The Lord is here feeding his sheep, and his sheep are hearing his voice, precious saints, and are being led by his voice, precious saints, and are not going from left to right, hearing other voices at this hour. I would like to read from the word of the Lord in Malachi chapter 3,
amen,
verses 1 to 3. Malachi chapter 3, precious saints, verses 1 to 3. I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come, says the Lord Almighty. But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears?
for he will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. The Lord will have men who will bring offerings in righteousness, precious saints. This is the hour and the time we are standing in, precious saints, where the Holy Spirit, the mighty Holy Spirit, is refining the oil and the wine church, who is refining those who are seeking the Lord in complete repentance, seeking his righteousness and holiness, those who are separating themselves from the world, from the ways of the world. It is time, precious saints, to surrender to the Lord. The Messiah is coming. Time is over for messing around with the world, the ways of the world, the entertainments of the world. It is time to be fed from this manna directly from heaven. It is time to surrender to the Lord. These are the messages of the Lord, precious saints, that are for the oil and the wine church to grow, to be refined, to be purified from the wicked ways of the world. This is the preparation of the garments, the wedding garments, for the wedding supper, the marriage supper of the Lamb will soon come. This is the time to prepare. These are the days for the church, the true church of Christ, to surrender and to prepare and to make herself ready. The Messiah will soon come for his bride. The fruit of the cross will soon be established. We must prepare, precious saints. Thank you, Pastor Lou.
Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Jose. That's Pastor Jose Bobadilla from the California altar. And precious listeners, we know we've shared on a consistent basis, weekend and week out, but it's worth repeating because for sure the mind, carnal mind, is hostile to the spirit. And the flesh, as we've said, cannot receive this message. This is a message that will not be received by the flesh, for this is the message from the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord. Did Jesus not say that he desired those that worshiped the Lord in the Spirit, the true worshipers of the Lord? The scripture is Romans chapter 8. This is Romans chapter 8, verses 6 through 11. And I'll start with the NIV version, and then we'll take a look at another version to add the color and some depth. Romans chapter 8, verse 6. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. And we could stop right there and understand immediately the power outage, the massive power outage throughout the United States and throughout the church because we've intellectualized the gospel. We have taken it to the mind versus the spirit and the heart. We've trusted in flesh and not the spirit. And don't we know what the word of the Lord says? Cursed is the man that trusts in flesh, but blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. And again, not by power and not but by my spirit, says the Lord. Again, the consistency, the elegance of our God. He is bedecked in majesty. Romans chapter 8, verse 6. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the spirit. If indeed, that is indeed, in reality, the Spirit of God lives in you. That's Romans chapter 8, verses 6 through 9. The Amplified adds some depth and some color as well. Verse 6, this is the Amplified, Romans chapter 8, verse 6. Now the mind of the flesh, that is, sense and reason without the Holy Spirit, is death. Death that comprises all the miseries arising from sin, both here and hereafter. But the mind of the Holy Spirit is life and peace, both now and forever. That is because the mind of the flesh, with its carnal thoughts and purposes, is hostile to God. For it does not submit itself to God's law. Indeed, cannot. In other words, the flesh is in rebellion. And as you've heard stated throughout the scripture and again here this evening, flesh and blood does not inherit the kingdom of God. Not one bit. It is worthless in the kingdom of God. It does not enter. So then, verse 8, those who are living the life of the flesh, that is, catering to the appetites and impulses of their carnal nature, cannot please or satisfy God or be acceptable to Him. But you are not living the life of the flesh. You are living the life of the Spirit, if the Holy Spirit of God really dwells within you, that is, directs and controls you. But if anyone does not possess the Holy Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. He does not belong to Christ. It is not truly a child of God. Is that not what we find in John chapter 3, verse 16, one of the Hall of Fame scriptures, that we are born of the Spirit. It is the Spirit of the Lord that is speaking expressly to the church at this moment in time, expressly to the saints, the end time remnant here in the United States and across the globe. That's the voice of the Lord, that those that are walking in the Spirit will hear, the flesh cannot hear, and that's Romans chapter 8, verses 6 through 9, and actually runs through 11, and worth reading offline, and this is consistent with what our Lord and Savior taught in the Gospels. This is consistent what Moses and the prophets taught as well. And it would be, because it is the message of our Lord, the truth changes not. And we thank the Lord for that. For more references, material, videos, MP3s, further reading, further study, go to www.repentandprepareTheWay.org, where all the materials, MP3s, PDFs, teachings, things that you heard this evening as an example, are all free of charge, no gimmicks, no love offerings, no famous or infamous donate button. These are the messages of the Lord. This is the work of the Lord. It's too important now. It's just too critical to be fooling around with money. It's too critical now. There is no time. There's just no time at all to fool around with the things of the world and money and the kingdoms and the plans of men. It's an urgent message. We see the signs of the coming of the Messiah all around us. We have heard the message and have seen the unveiling of the scriptures and of the scrolls of the four apocalyptic horsemen. And we see the red horse of war. We've seen the white horse of deception running all over planet Earth. And we have seen the black horse of famine. This evening we heard the oil and wine church, the abundance also in the house of the Lord. And then the pale horse also released. And we have seen these things, and even the heathen, those on the outside, the non-believers, know that the seasons have changed. This is an urgent time. This is a critical time. This is the highest priority. There is no other higher priority at this point in time than to prepare for the coming of the Messiah, than to walk in the Spirit, to walk in agreement with the Lord, to be a bright light in a dark and dying world. And for all those that call upon the name of the Lord, you should be an exceptionally bright light given how dark it is. And as we've heard, the ankle-level anointing needs to be knee and waist-deep in Ezekiel 47, and that river that no man can cross, that we can endure as we walk in the wilderness of repentance, this wilderness of repentance, and we prepare for the coming of the Messiah, this wilderness of repentance, where the garment is a righteous garment, a holy garment, without stain, without spot, and without wrinkle. Pastor Jose, we have a few minutes left. Is there anything you want to add before we close the segment?
Amen, Pastor Lou.
Amen.
Yes, precious saints, I just wanted to thank the Lord so much, as I know that we are truly humbled to be able to partake of this latter anointing, to be able to hear the word of the Lord, to have been given the ears to hear and the eyes to see. And we are so thankful to be able to come and share the message of the Lord. And that is what we share, the message of the Lord through his mighty servant. And we are witnesses, eyewitnesses, of this mighty end-time revival. And it is truly humbling. And we pray, and our prayers are, that many, many may come to the Lord, may surrender to the Lord in complete repentance, cry out to the Lord, as this is our prayer, that this nation and all the nations, this nation of the United States of America, may surrender and cry out to the Lord in complete repentance, because the hour is now to surrender. The time is now to call out to the Lord, to cry out to the Lord. Time is now to be vessels of honor for the Lord, to be vessels completely surrendered to the Lord and usable by Him, not by us to do our will, but that the Lord's will may be done in each and every one of our lives, and that we may be faithful unto the Lord, precious saints. And we pray that many may hear this message and surrender to the Lord, as there is no gimmicks here. There is no money asking here, no love offerings, no nothing here, no donate buttons. There's no books to sell. There's no CDs to sell. There's no nothing to sell. There's no gimmicks. There's no catch. This is the warning, precious saints, from the Lord to repent. The nations must now repent and surrender to the Lord. Repent of their sins. Repent and prepare and seek the Lord while He may still be found. The hour is very late, precious saints, to still be mingling in sin, in sexual sin, in the sins of this world. We must now surrender and heed to this warning, because the warning is coming from the Lord. And one day soon, very soon, precious saints, the Lord Himself will shut the door. And we know what will happen then. That will be the time of tribulation, and a time that the world has never seen, as we are seeing the birth pains that were spoken about in Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13, and John spoke of this in the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 6, we are seeing the release of the horsemen. This is not, well, maybe, no, this is a fact. This is coming directly from the Lord. These are the signs. This is the time we are standing in. The Messiah will soon come to take His bride. We must prepare, precious saint. Thank you, Pastor Lou.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Jose. That's Joel chapter 2, verse 28. And afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Verse 29, Joel chapter 2. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there will be deliverance, as the Lord has said, even among the survivors whom the Lord calls. That's Joel chapter 2, verses 28 through 32. That's what you heard this evening. That's what you heard from the witnesses that the Lord has established by law, and two witnesses to come forth and to testify here to the 50 states and the sovereign nation of the United States of America, as well as across the globe. Let it be known that the witness and testimony is true and according to the word of the Lord. And we do thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for Pastor Jose as well. Thank you, Pastor Jose, for being another eyewitness that has seen and heard. And we do share this with the nation as the direction from the Lord, because time is over. This is an absolute critical moment in the time of the church. This is a critical moment, the birth pangs, and the time of the world. Now is the time to enter. Now is the time to get into the ark. Now is the time to prepare for the coming of the Messiah. We can't put it off. You cannot procrastinate and delay. For no man has promised tomorrow, and nobody knows what a day will bring. According to the word of the Lord, and again, the Lord says, no man knows that day or hour. Our Lord is absolutely wonderful and bedecked in majesty and consistent through and through. Before we go to this evening's segment, before Joel chapter 2, verse 28 through 32, we see Joel chapter 2, verse 17, and it's our prayer also for the remnant bride and for those that hear throughout the nation and globe on behalf of the nation, on behalf of the church. It's Joel chapter 2, verse 17, on behalf of the priesthood and the pastors and the leaders and the spiritual leaders in the United States of America. Verse 17, let the priests who minister before the Lord weep between the portico and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, Lord. Do not make your inheritance an object of scorn, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? And why should that be said here in the United States of America? For the Lord is no respecter of persons. This nation, these people, they belong to the Lord. We thank God for that, and we thank the Lord for his message. We're also very thankful to the Lord for the opportunity. We will be back this Sunday, the Lord tarries, with the rapture and entering the door to the rapture as the Lord leads. And we thank all the precious listeners throughout the United States for the time and the opportunity to share and present the good news, the very good news, to prepare for the coming of the Messiah. And until the next segment, and as the Lord leads, shalom, shalom.
Shalom.